finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. We're with you on the first day of 2007, and tell you what, folks, 2007 better be a better year than 2006. Live from the studios here at Republic Broadcasting Network on the second day of the new year, January 2007. It's going to take me a while to get used to saying 2007. I have some news here from worldreports.org. This is an update today, 2nd January, Henry M. Paulson appeared late at the National Cathedral Service for the late President Ford and took a seat behind Nancy Reagan and the next to the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. U.S. and British sources inform us that Paulson was exfiltrated from Europe on a British plane. The reason why this is going on? Well, U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry N. Paulson has been arrested in Europe. The sentencing inflicts extreme disgrace upon the United States generally. And what's behind this? U.S. Treasury Secretary seized and brought before the ad hoc tribunal in Germany on a subpoena handed out by the International Court of Justice, or World Court, on charges of money laundering, non-payment of the Wanta, that's Leo Wanta, ladies and gentlemen, the $4.5 trillion, and for the misappropriation and or diversion of the colossal dollar sums. This, too, also may affect Vice President Cheney. Likewise, at the receiving end of a parallel subpoena for similar criminal offenses, German authorities exercised the international subpoena, bringing Paulson and Cheney under German jurisdiction, given that German banks trying to make the Wanta payment were twice prevented by Mr. Paulson from doing so. And when that happened the second time, Paulson was arrested. Now, Paulson is charged with diversion of funds with non-performance of Wanta, Leo Wanta's $4.5 trillion. He was arrested after seeing Angela Merkel. She is the, I guess you'd call her the prime minister or whatever they call him in Germany, who would otherwise be complicit in the $4.5 trillion theft, which, of course, she's not. Arrest confirmed by seven sources, key U.S. Treasury official ordered to Germany, subjected to a gag order, and instructed to testify against his own U.S. Treasury secretary. He's been in Germany for the past 2 weeks testifying before the tribunal, staff of the U.S. consulate, and the German attorney general, that's the equivalent, by the way, about the endlessly frustrated attempts of Ambassador Wanta's corporation to obtain release of the funds and about alleged criminal violation by Paulson. Now, this could be, I'm amazed about the numbers here. We have this year in this country a $4.6 trillion deficit, and these derivative funds add up to about $4.5 trillion. After the break, I'll bring up Bob Chapman to see if he knows anything about this. This could be astounding. Also, out there in the news, and we'll find out what our guest today knows about this. Apparently, European national currency revival gathers speed. This involving the French, German, and Dutch authorities. It looks like they're set to re-release their own national currencies. If this is the case, ladies and gentlemen, this could be the unfolding of the global tyranny that we are seeking to destroy in this year, 2007. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I have an actual letter that was sent to the Chancellor, oh, that's what they call her over in Germany, about the request of Ambassador Leo Emil Wanta, and they put a copy of the latest issue of International Currency Review, and that's published in London, which deals exclusively with the global crisis surrounding the failure of U.S. Treasury to credit the securities account at Morgan Stanley in New York, of Ambassador Wanta with a $4.5 trillion hard dollar, they call it, cash settlement funds in accordance with the formal agreement dated in May of 2006, which was signed none other than George Bush. Now, they say that these funds have been diverted and are held, tagged in the name of the ambassador and his Virginia-based corporation, Ameritrust Group, Inc., in a U.S. Treasury account with Goldman Sachs and Company, which has been retaining and exploiting these funds illegally. I have with me Bob Chapman. Bob is on the line with me. Good afternoon, Bob.
Well, good afternoon, John. It's very nice to be here again.
Well, it's a brand new year, and I'm hoping this is going to be a better year than 2006 was. If some of the information I've been looking at is actually true, and I'm specifically referring to European national currencies, evidently, there seems to be a revival of some sort going on here between France, Germany, that they're actually reintroducing the Dutch guilder banknotes and Deutschmarks in Germany. And they're redistributing this to their respective central banks and leading commercial banks. If that is the case, then we might be seeing the unraveling of the globalist out there, because that is their main power source, power structure, with subverting world economies and everything else.
Well, I think, first of all, the only source that I have is that Currency Review and the editor's story. I have tried to get more information, and I get some pretty good sources, and I have not been able to. I questioned the latest release about the Secretary of the Treasury being held and being questioned for the last couple of weeks in Germany.
That actually wasn't Paulson himself. That was somebody else from the U.S. Treasury office that has been in Germany, actually ratting his boss out. It wasn't actually Paulson.
Well, that could be very well be. But I think in the final analysis here, I think the original story is true, and I think that these people in power will do everything to have it squashed before the world learns about it. And they control the media, as we well know, and there's nothing coming from the media that would allow the public to know anything about this. People who are involved in what we are in shortwave and other types of communication and the internet know about this, but the world doesn't know about it.
Well,
and they're going to try to keep the world from knowing about it, like they've done so many times before. The ramifications, if in fact everything is as the way they say it is, and these banks must be returned $4.5 trillion, then that money would go to the United States government, and it would make some tremendous changes in what's going on in America.
Well, as I said earlier, isn't it kind of amazing that this Leo Wanta deal, and he was granted a percentage of this derivative stuff, that totals almost to $4.5 trillion, and ironically, our deficit for the entire year of 2006 was right at $4.6 trillion. Now, if that is the case, and there seems to be some credence here, because the two amounts are too closely matched, and Bush signed off on this thing in May of this past year of 2006, so maybe he wasn't really worried that too much about the economy, because he figured he had some bucks coming.
That could very well be.
We'll have
but
to,
we've got to yeah. we've got to be able to get more information, and we just don't have enough.
I understand. Well, this is just the initial stuff that's coming in to me. Anything that you've dug up here about the currencies, these various countries, maybe splitting off from the euro?
First of all, I've seen nothing concrete.
Okay.
Second of all, the concept of the European Union and the euro was done backwards. What they should have done first is gotten a constitution. And once they had a constitution, then they should have implemented the euro. Well, they did it backwards. And now there will not be a constitution, because both France and the Netherlands have rejected it. Second of all, within the European Central Bank, which sets interest rates, it sets one rate for all now 13 members of the Eurozone, as it's called. One rate cannot ever fit all. It's just impossible. I mean, you have economies like Ireland and Spain that are doing magnificently, and these low interest rates that they've had has pumped up their economies even more. On the other hand, Germany and France have been struggling. Italy and Portugal are basket cases. Now, Italy has blamed all their problems on the euro, and they want to go back to the lira. Germany with its balance of payments surplus, has been carrying the rest of the Eurozone participants because they're all, for the most part, running deficits. Then you have Germany saying, well, we can't continue to do this indefinitely. And the French is saying, well, it's not our fault. And the Dutch is saying, we want out of this. So, if push comes to shove and the euro is abandoned and they go back to their own currencies, things will change dramatically. And as you pointed out, maybe this will be a good year in as much as perhaps the euro will become non-existent and one step toward a one world currency will have been stopped. And I think the key really is Italy, because they've threatened several times. And I think Italy is going to go off the euro, and the minute that happens, it'll break up, because it's a total unbalanced situation put together by the Mad Hatter, if you may. And, you know, they talk about there's more euros out than there are dollars. Well, there are more people in Europe than there are in the United States, or at least in the Eurozone. And they talk about how that's going to continue. Let me tell you why there's more money outstanding. Because crime, particularly drug dealers, want to use the euro because their notes are much larger than the dollar. And so it's easier to send money from one place to another by using the 500 euro note. And that's really the reason.
Uh-huh.
And nobody will talk about it.
Yeah, I remember.
That's the real reason.
I remember the United States used to have currency denominations. Geez, I've forgotten all of them. But
wait a minute. I used to carry $1,000 bills.
We used to
believe
have.
Believe me.
Yeah.
And I promise you, they did away with all of them and all the 500s. I mean, you know, some people do, some people don't. I used to carry large bills.
Yeah.
I also carried a weapon, too.
Well, of course. I'm sitting here thinking about this, Bob, because, you know, this would be like the World Bank trying to set interest rates for the United States that has managed
mm-hmm.
to get itself so far in debt. You know, it's trying to dollarize, keep the dollarization process going on the globe, and everybody's backing away from it because these critters in Washington, D.C., they were treating money as if it was Lego logs in the children's classroom someplace. You know, they
mm-hmm.
they just weren't that important. But you have economies in the world, like you mentioned, like Northern Ireland or Spain or whatever. They're fiscally more responsible, so you're having the same people kind of say that, well, we're going to set that interest rate for this country irrespective of how their governments operate.
It's true. But I think that there's a number of things happening that are very bad for the Illuminists. And number one, the Middle East is upside down. And number two, there's a possibility of a breakup within the European Union. And then a year ago, no, 8 months ago, they refused to pass a constitution. And so, you know, you put all that stuff together, and they get some serious trouble. And why that's good is because people are going to eventually discover that who's doing what to us or to whom. And in so doing, we'll get exposure. And we get exposure, we can act on it, whether it's political or in the streets.
I am looking at the situation, and I don't want to get people, I don't like to cast false illusions out there. I don't like to plant false hopes. But if what we're talking about does come to pass, this could mean the end of their grand plans for worldwide conquest through the economic and the money structuring out there. Structuring, of course, being the fiat dollar that they love so much. They get to print as much as they want, back it by nothing, and then trade it out for real assets. This might come grinding to a halt for the New World Orderites. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Meanwhile, back here inside the United States, out of your newsletter, Mr. Chapman, a new Center for Responsible Lending, I love this, the study reveals that 2.2 million American households will lose their homes and as much as $164 billion due to foreclosures in the subprime mortgage market, where they were over 2 years ago when we told all who wanted to sell. I'm looking at the Austin, I call it the Austin Un-American Statesman, and on the front page I had a little teaser that took you to the business section, and they're saying here that Travis County, which Austin, the seat of state government down here is, they say the home foreclosure postings increase. But they're fudging the numbers a little bit. They're saying nationwide nearly 877,000 homeowners were in foreclosure this year. They're admitting that it's up 37% from last year, and that's according to foreclosures.com. But you've got it at $2.2 million American households. Why the difference?
Well, first of all, there are, in the next 2 years, approximately $2.5 trillion worth of mortgages coming due. And I believe that more than one-third of those will not make it. And if you figure that out, it comes to $800 billion. And That's my bottom line figure. I think that that could happen. Now, how can that be changed? If they dropped interest rates a quarter or a half a point, it wouldn't change the psychology within the real estate investment situation. But it would allow things to go sideways, and it would allow people to roll their adjustable rate mortgages into new adjustable rate mortgages, whether they were 1, 2, or 3 years. But all they're doing, if they do that, is allowing the situation to go on for and into 09, 10, and 11, and you're going to be back with the same problem again. Now, knowing politicians and knowing the central bankers, anything they can put off, they will. On the other hand, if they drop those rates, while the European Central Bank and other central banks are raising their rates, the dollar is going to collapse. Now, if they don't raise rates and the dollar collapses, all the good from the quarter or one-half reduction in interest rates will be neutralized because the dollar will be in chaos. And so no matter which way they go, they're going to get it. Even if they drop rates first, they're still going to get nailed because the dollar will just go into free fall. And if the dollar goes into free fall and goes down 50% and hits the bottom and bounces, well, it's going to be extraordinarily bad for the American economy. People are going to be dumping on the way down dollar-based assets, U.S. Treasuries, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac securities, Federal Home Loan Bank securities. They'll be bailing out of the American stock market, the bond market. The ramifications are horrific. And so that's where they're at. So if they don't lower rates, you're going to see an $800 billion loss over a two-year period.
That is not sustainable, is it? There is no way to get out of that if that
collapses.
Well,
it's sustainable in as much as it'll be highly deflationary. Now, at the same time, over the last 4 years and into the future, they're going to continue to increase money and credit. They have been at 12%, which is in that 9.5% to 10% in inflation. Now, they monetized $320 billion just in the last quarter that we just finished. I mean, the amount of money being created is colossal, money and credit, mostly credit. And the Europeans are doing the same thing. And incidentally, the International Forecaster is only one of three publications in the entire world that publishes an estimated M3, which our Federal Reserve, privately owned, does not publish anymore because they don't want you people to know what's going on.
There's another thing here in the mix, and we have not seen this since the second quarter of 1980. And if people will remember, let me take you back 26, 27 years to 79 and 80, where they had a problem here, and the Fed Reserve figured that it was time to wring inflation out of the economy. They raised their prime lending rates. Credit card companies were charging 20, 22% for the privilege of using their plastics. There seems to be a little correlation going on here. You say in your newsletter an interesting phenomenon is shaping up, and you talked about this before. The result is very important. The subject is borrowing and debt. Now, as the Fed and others make more and more credit available to save the system, will the borrowers be there to use the sea of money and credit available? Now, you point out that the current fall in household borrowing is off almost 6 points, the largest decline since the second quarter of 1980. And you go on to say, interestingly enough, households are still cutting credit card purchases, but they're sharply scaling back the growth in their mortgage credit as the housing market recedes. And by all indications, this damn thing is in free fall. I'm talking about the housing market out there, which is the last car to go over the top of the hill, as I've described later. The station, the train's already left the station, but the caboose is on the end of the train on a rapid downhill slide. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
If you'd like to participate on air, the number is 800-313-9443. That number again, toll free, 800-313-9443. We'll continue to field calls with my guest today, Mr. Bob Chapman, which has become a regular on this program every Tuesday. We center the conversation around financing. The International Monetary Fund and the world gangsters, I'm sorry, banksters out there, are trying to sew up a global hegemony. They're trying to corner the currency markets around the world. And as you just heard in the past half hour of this program, it looks like it may just be falling apart on them. If that is the case, ladies and gentlemen, this is the little engine that runs the globalist and their plans for global conquest, bringing in world government. This could be a banner year in 2007. Now, as we talked about before on this program, Mr. Chapman, that they were possibly hoping for a financial dollar crash here to bring in the Amero, that is the version of the European euro. If this is happening over in Europe right now, where they're trying to back away from the euro, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to sell this, the Amero, to the to Canada, Mexico. Well, Mexico, I'm sure, doesn't care because they're always upside down anyhow. We got seven crime families down there running the country. We have a few crime families here that just basically run everything in this country. But this is not going to bode well for them trying to push the Amero right on the heels here of the North American Union.
Well, I agree with you completely. And if we were fortunate enough to have the euro disbanded, albeit in a peaceful fashion, so to speak, that would really put a tremendous dent in the evolution of the Amero, you know, probably put it out another 15 or 20 years, if never. You know, we saw the free trade agreement of the Americas, which was getting very close to being passed, and one person essentially came along and just absolutely just disemboweled it, and that was Venezuela's president, Hugo Chavez Frias. And, you know, I've written about that at length, and other conservatives have said to me, well, how can you do that? That means a socialist or he's a Marxist. Let me tell you something. I don't care what he is. My enemy's enemy is my friend, at least for the time being.
There you go.
And if he's going to stop FTAA, that's fine by me. He is nowhere near as dangerous as the bankers are and what they want to do to us. So I think people should take things into perspective. But you are right, John. That would be a devastating blow to the conspiracy to have the euro go down. It would spoil any chances that they had for the Amero or the amalgamation of Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
Well, I see it's high time, and I don't know where all the gutless politicians are. You would think that there'd be some rattled Republicans that were on their way out due to these midterm elections last November here, that there would be a perfect opportunity for the disgruntled ones, whether they were good conservative Republicans, there is such a creature anymore here in the United States. But there seems to be plenty fodder for the argument here that this guy, President George W. Bush, along with the Canadian Prime Minister, Vicente Fox, that's no longer in power in Mexico. He got his look-alike or his clone in there. But it would seem that the time is right to strike against the White House right now for doing the security and prosperity signing, which they declined that they even did it. But here is a man that's guilty of treason against his own country. It would seem to me that the time is right to strike right at the root of this problem here in this country, and that's George W. Bush with his North American Union plans.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And the problem in Congress is most of them are bought and paid for. If it's not by the conspiracy itself, it's by Israel. And between the two of them, they've got these people absolutely, totally neutralized, because even if they get thrown out of office, what they do for them is make sure everybody's got a very cushy job at some foundation or whatever, making lots of money. They take care of their families. They have unbelievable amounts of wealth that they can spend on that, and we don't have representative government anymore. That's what it amounts to. You've got a handful of men in there and women who do the right thing, and those who haven't been bought off and will continue to be bought off after they're thrown out of office are accompanied by those who have been compromised, usually for sex perversion of one kind or another. And that's what we're faced with in America. They, the elitists, have bought the system. And we've got one more election coming, and if it's as bad as the last one and we can't get all the incumbents out, you better make sure your weapons are well maintained.
Yeah, that's for sure. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. First caller up here is Taffy in Georgia.
I'm up.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm glad the news finally broke on the Paulson arrest. It's something that was reported by Christopher Story originally on the 30th, and it goes to the Amron, the Abramoff, all of the things.
Oh, you mean Jack the Ripper Abramoff that was in President Bush's office doing who knows what?
He wasn't the only one. Now, you have to understand that a lot of those folks came from the Republican ramp up to take over the courts and also to do the offshore accounts. And it was not only those, but Newt Gingrich, who established the international shell game that was begun as part of the Cold War, or the red-hot redistribute debt that we are now laying witness to, and the ramifications thereof that most people, just as you so aptly tied, understand now to be the bankruptcy and theft of property in America.
They have done many, many things to try to make this more attractive for corporations to basically take over. I want to ask Bob a question here, Taffy, because it just rung my bell here. A couple of days ago, I had heard that the United States government is heavily invested in the stock market, so much so that these heads of corporations, supposedly private corporations, are actually acting at the behest of the federal government. And it could be that 75% of Wall Street is controlled by the government. Anything on that, Bob?
Well, I think it's the other way around. I think the government's controlled by a group of banks that act essentially as central banks. And you're talking about Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, Lehman Brothers, and on and on. Now, these people, if you notice who gets appointed to all of these positions, are supposedly nonpartisan, something that doesn't exist anymore. And they're all from these banking companies. You know, I was in the brokerage business for 28 years. I know some of these people. I know what they're up to. I know what they've been up to for years. And that's how it's being done. It's not the government telling them what to do. They run the government.
I think you're both correct. I think absolutely you're right that it is government control, but I also think the bankers are setting the agenda. And if you see the change in our laws, you'll understand that the first premise mentioned was absolutely correct, although Bob is right on the money with it goes both ways because they're all complicit. But specifically, our laws are even viewing individual people as corporations. And so the move for the corporation, the United States corporation, to control the banks and control the play of who gets a voice and who actually is dealt in is truly coming to pass in all case precedent and everything that we're seeing, and it's all, again, coming from the British and the Dutch. And you see now they're calling in their debt. China's not accepting our debt. And more and more people are saying, hey, this is it. We're going to call it. And that's what Paulson ramification truly means.
Thank you for your call, Taffy. Appreciate it very much. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Bob, this promises to be, I don't know how disastrous this is going to be, because we're possibly looking at the imminent collapse of the United States economy. This can't be good for anything or anybody. Whether it would precipitate a worldwide depression, I would venture a guess that, yes, it could very well make a worldwide depression possible. And if that is the case, seeing these European countries grumbling about the euro and fixed rates and all these other things, could this be like a sneak peek here of them trying to avoid worldwide calamity if the United States goes down, that they'll try to insulate themselves?
I think they've been trying to avoid it for the last 2 years, because I think they thought that their plans in the Middle East would be perfect, and everything would go just the way they wanted it to go. Well, I refer back again 7 months ago, and the statement by Brzezinski, and he said, I laid out these beautiful plans, and these people in the administration are so incompetent, they made a mess of everything, and they've set world government back 5 to 10 years. And I said at the time, let's try 30 or 40. And the problem is that the whole system went haywire when they tried to do what they were doing in the Middle East and made such a terrible mess out of it. And that is now acting as a catalyst for everything else to come unglued, and they are trying to save the system because they can't control it anymore.
Well, it would seem to me in the Middle East, and yeah, you want to talk about a mess going in on the premise into Iraq because of weapons of mass destruction, and even as these plans were being unfurled, people were saying, "Well, wait a minute here, that's just not the case." You had Scott Ritter, There used to be a U.S. Marine that worked for the United Nations. He was over there on a whistle-stop tour in Iraq looking under sand dunes and in people's closets over there, didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. It would seem to me that the intelligence agencies in this country were really sorely lacking, because if they wanted to set up the guy that they just hung this past Saturday, Saddam Hussein, that they would have planted the evidence over there to make their case. But if they're that stupid, Bob, to roll in, unfurl this this hegemony process for the Middle East, you would think that it would have been better planned out. I mean, a kid reading a Tom Clancy novel could have come up with a better scenario than what they cooked up.
Just take one hard look at George Bush and you get your answer.
As I said, he wouldn't
make
it. I
mean, can you guys imagine, this guy has a master's. I mean, he's dumber than dumb. If I had to guess, I'd say his IQ is probably 100 on a Stanford Bene Vesit. I can't conceive how they ever thought that he was going to be able to, with those two dullards who were with him, Rumsfeld and Cheney, and that group of people who began the neocon movement and stole conservatism, how they thought it was ever going to work, I'll never know.
Well, it would seem to me, though, that my point is, Bob, that something that was this important, whether you have an adult as a president, a president's son, and I've said on the air, and not that I have any respect for George Herbert Walker Bush, because he is a global elitist himself, but he wouldn't make a pimple on his daddy's backside, referring to George W. So why would they pick such a dolt to do something that was extremely important for them, and then to botch it up so badly?
Well, number one, his family's been within the Illumina structure for at least 1,000 years. And number two, they figured the guys who were with him could handle it. Well, they couldn't handle it. They made every mistake imaginable. They just didn't do their homework.
And, of course, we had little distractions for them. I'm sure that the Katrina debacle kind of put a slowdown in their plans, drew off resources and brain power. Because that was, and if we look at it, the same corporations that are tied to the Cheney cabal and the criminal internationalists over there in Iraq with their no-bid contracts, another name surfaces again off the Katrina deal, no-bid contracts, billions of dollars being lost, unaccounted for. I mean, it's just a sordid mess. It would just seem to me, for as much as it was at stake here, and especially bringing in these neocons, the Wolfowitzes that was head of the World Bank and all these other players, they had their set agenda. They knew exactly what they wanted to do. But their planning and the setup on this deal, I'm serious about that. I wasn't joking when I said, you know, a school kid reading a Tom Clancy novel could set up better scenarios to make this more plausible. Everything that they have said has been riddled with, like Swiss cheese. It's got so many holes in it.
Well, they've been getting away with what they've been getting away with for years and years and years. And every time they've tried to bring about world government, they've been unsuccessful. And this is another time. And it's fortunate for us that it came at this time, because, you know, we don't want world government. We want them to be unsuccessful.
Your prediction that if this happens in Europe, them pulling back and other countries going again ahead with their own national currencies, if that does happen, and your prediction that it sets the globalists back 30, 40 years, I say we don't need that long. We need at least a minimum of 10 years here in this country to put this North American Union to bed where it should be, never to be awoken again, inside this country.
Well, we got to cut off the monster's head. Or I should say the serpent's head, and these people have to be exposed for what they've been doing. This has to be mainline news. People on television have got to talk about the fact that there has been a conspiracy. This is what these people have been doing, and these people have to be brought to trial.
You're not going to see the mainstream media do this, because the first thing that they're going to do is threaten all the heads of the networks. I mean, even if their lives depended on putting out the truth, they couldn't do it, because they know they'd be dead already. Any talking head that presents the news and reads it off the teleprompters and decides what news they're going to put out in their editorial staff meetings every morning, all of those people would lose their jobs. I don't know, and I don't know what it's going to take, because there is so much information the American public needs to know that these clowns have not been reporting, that I don't know that that's going to be possible. You might have to see a collapse of the CNNs or the MSNBCs or the Foxes. My fervent hope, and I don't like to say this, but I'll kick this off in 2007. It wouldn't break my heart right now if Rupert Murdoch dropped dead. But it's
well, I think what you're going to have to do is have a situation where the networks are just outright taken over by the people. It's as simple as that. And then the people would get the truth because there wouldn't be anybody to argue with if you took it over.
Well, and as it stands right now, I mean, folks, just look at this. We've got another holiday today. The banks and the post offices and whatever. Oh, that's right. We got to bury Jerry Ford. You know, I'm sorry that Jerry's dead, but Jerry was 93 years old. He was a president that came in because we had a president that was on his way out. And so what? He was just there just to take the fall. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody wall, and liberty for their descendants.
I'm telling you what, folks, if this bears out to be true, what we've been talking about so far in the program today, we could be witnessing the decline. We've seen the rise. We might be witnessing within this next year the fall of the globalist plans out there. And, Bob, that's the only thing that they had going. That's what made their little engine, their little choo-choo run, was domination of currencies and setting interest rates and trying to dollarize or euroize or whatever the case may be. They just wanted their funny money foisted all over the place. This was their plans, of course, for Iran. You know, we got to have a Mickey D's on one street corner. And, by the way, let's bring in a triple X movie theaters on the other street corner. We'll just corporatize them. And we'll get this thing rolling, and of course, the IMF would have a big role. Now, ironically enough, the party that was just executed this past Saturday, that was Saddam Hussein, the oil for food program that was set up, that was to be set up not in dollars, but that was set up in euros. We saw Ahmadinejad in Iran saying, yeah, we got oil, we're going to sell it, but we're not going to be selling it in dollars, we're going to be selling it in euros. So we've had this contraction and almost, I call it the scalded dog scenario, that people are running away from the Federal Reserve note, which, Mr. Chapman, you know a lot about this one, was the Bretton Woods Agreement that after World War II, that everybody was supposed to be set up on the Federal Reserve or the American dollar, and that has since fallen apart.
Well, that's true. And I think it's going to continue along in that fashion. Again, as I said earlier, I think that they've lost control.
Boy, one could only hope. I'm telling you what, this could be a banner year. Aside from the neocons being exposed for what they're doing, and then, as you mentioned, the bought and paid for Democrat that is taking the Republican seat, being neocon or whatever, we've already heard out of the new, and they've only been, I think, in town now for what? Would they take over today, officially, in Washington, D.C.? We've got a bunch of Democrats up there that are saying that, well, you know, we need more troops over there. The exact thing that they ran against, calling Bush and the neocon cabal out there saying, look, you know, this is absolutely insane. You know, why are we even in the Middle East? We need to bring our troops home. Now we're seeing numbers thrown out that we may need 30 to 50,000 more troops in Iraq. We may need more money. We need $100 billion more. The Congress just okayed that. This is a strange paradigm because nobody in this country is backing this war in Iraq right now. We all have seen through the lies. Even though the corporate dominated media and government dominated media has been unable to really curtail. They've done their best job with the rah-rah, you know, especially Fox News, Rupert Murdoch's paid whores, getting out there in support of George Bush and this war in the Middle East. This, if that crumbles, Bob, I'm beside myself here. Because if we can get our troops out of the Middle East right now, stop this Israeli plan, their roadmap for peace in the Middle East, if we can stop that, then we can go to work and straightening out our own country, throwing the crooks and criminals we have carefully seated in Washington, D.C. We can bust up that criminal cabal and get back to the real life, the living of life here in America. Second hour coming up, and I want to see these phones light up. We got one of the top forecasting guys here, international forecaster Bob Chapman, with us today. The number is 800-313-9443. If you don't call and talk, he may not want to do the show anymore. By the way, we have record numbers on the Internet right now, so they're out there listening. Let your fingers do the walking. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.